double boss, still asleep with his main chick. Nightmares woke him up, tapping on his brain. Then sunshine started creeping through the window pane. Then homie started thinking about Tim. He was slain just a day or so ago. He was feeling kinda strange, thinking ain't nothing guaranteed but a little pain. And that long walk back to the land of the free, is there a heaven for a G? Guess it's just a fantasy. Then opened up his eyes, looked up to the ceiling. Then got a funny feeling he was gonna make a killing. One way or another, he preferred getting guap, but if necessary, he would let the chopper chop. Then reached for his watch, it was only 8 o'clock. Then sat up, before he stood up, he had to stop. Then looked around the room, then reached for his phone on the dresser, slid it open, then turned it on. Junebug from the east side hit him with a text. Homie stayed on his grind, but something had him vexed. He put the phone down and stroked his goatee, lit the L up, then let his mind free. About then, his little lady tapped him on the side. When he turned around to face her, she said, "Don't ride." Then he just laughed. "Here we go again," she said. "I had a dream, this time it wasn't Tim."
Steady flip the stack, what? Deadly on the stack,
what?
Steady flip the stack,
what?
Deadly on the stack, Steady flip the stack,
what?
Deadly on the stack,
what?
Steady flip the stack,
what?
Deadly on the stack, Steady flip the stack,
what?
Deadly on the stack,
what?
Steady flip the stack,
what?
Deadly on the stack, Steady flip the stack,
what?
Deadly on the stack,
what?
Steady flip the stack,
what?
Deadly on the stack.
Dust it off and hit the shower, let the rain hit his brain. It was something about the water that helped keep him sane. About 30 minutes later, he was crispy, clean, had them things on his feet, and his jewelry was mean. Kissed his daughter on the cheek and said, "Who my favorite princess?" She said, "Me," and then he replied, "Yes." Went back to the room, put the weapon on his back, took a seat. Then his woman put her hand on his lap, looked right into his eyes and made him believe, "Baby, stay for today, but tomorrow you can leave. I'm a G, these niggas ain't real enough for me. Can a bitch nigga deal with this type of penalty? Go to sleep, I see you when the afternoon hit." On his way out, he said, "Don't forget who you with." Then 5 minutes later, he was pulling out the driveway. 10 minutes later, he was speeding down the highway. 20 minutes later, he was pulling up the Junebugs. The black Chevy wasn't there, but the coupe was. He hit his phone trying to find what the scoop was. Before the nigga picked up, he knew what it was. She knew what it was. But he ain't want that type of love, though. He'd rather die than get that type of love. Real talk. All we need is love.